Recorded Books and RB Digital present More Than Words Can Say by Karen Wittemeyer, narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. May 1896, Honey Grove, Texas.
The council has denied your appeal, Miss Kemp.
Mayor Longfellow delivered the blow with a finality that threatened to buckle Abigail's knees. His aldermen, who had risen to their feet when she entered the City Hall meeting room, shifted around the large table until they all stood on one side, leaving her alone on the other. Some of the more pompous officials nodded in solemn agreement with the mayor's pronouncement. Others were more sympathetic expressions. One or two even cast her apologetic glances. A timid fellow in the back avoided her gaze entirely. Despite the displays of regret, however, none of them spoke up against the injustice being done. This isn't right. Abigail Kemp, her legs wobbling, strode up to the table and pressed her hands into the polished oak surface next to the stack of ledgers she'd left them to review, and the business plan she'd written to demonstrate her capability. I've been running the Taste of Heaven Bakery on my own for more than a year, ever since my father took ill. In that time, the bakery has earned a profit every quarter. She grabbed the top ledger and opened it to a middle page, jabbing her finger at the numbers that proved her words true. We pay our taxes on time and support all civic activities on the town square. You have no right to take away my bakery.
No one is doubting your abilities, Miss Kemp, the mayor said as he rounded the table. His voice was calm, his smile friendly, if a tad condescending.
Feeling like a wounded deer facing down a pack of wolves, Abigail straightened and threw her shoulders back to regain every inch of her 5'6" stature. Chester Longfellow bared no fangs, however. Neither did he lunge for her jugular. He simply closed the cover of her ledger and stacked it neatly atop the other evidence she'd provided in support of her appeal.
I'm afraid the law is the law, Miss Kemp.
He picked up her papers and held them out to her. We consulted Judge Hardcastle for his recommendation, and the judge concurred. The ordinance must be upheld. Abigail made no move to take her ledgers. To do so would be to concede defeat, and she wasn't done fighting. Not when her livelihood was at stake. If she lost the bakery, she'd have no means of providing for her sister. Besides, the Taste of Heaven was her family's legacy. Her legacy now.
That ordinance is completely outdated and should have been repealed years, decades ago.
The idea that women be forbidden from owning business property within the city limits is ridiculous. There are dozens of women successfully running their own enterprises in town. Dora Pattison's millinery shop, Judith Kell's laundry, Norma Wilson's dressmaking.
Yes, we are aware, Mayor Longfellow interrupted. You've already argued this point, Miss Kemp, and rehashing it now will not gain you any benefit. The ladies you mention all rent their space from male property owners. They don't own their businesses outright. When you inherited the Taste of Heaven, following your father's death, you became a business owner, and therefore have been operating these last several months in violation of the laws of this city. We extended grace in giving you time to grieve your father before confronting you on this issue, but I'm afraid we can postpone no longer. He extended the ledgers again, nearly prodding her midsection with them. With no choice but to accept them, she folded the books against her chest, but lifted her chin in silent defiance. She would not bow her head in defeat. Not today, not ever. Mayor Long...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?